This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and I'm super excited to have him back on the show, and I'll tell you why. Back in August, the stock was trading at around 41 cents. I told you at that time to buy the stock. I believe in management. I believe in their product. I believe in the whole concept of what they're doing. We're talking no other than Luxeria Bioscience Corp. Well, they trade on the OTCQB, LXRP, and now their stock is trading at $1.90. And to talk about his stock is the CEO of that company, Chris Bunka. Chris, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Everett. I'm really, really pleased to be here.
You know, we've gotten a lot of new listeners since the last time you were on the show. So if you would, give us a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you're all about.
Sure. The short answer to that is we're a bioscience or biotech company. We've developed a patented method by which we can deliver APIs, active pharmacological ingredients, more efficiently than without our technology. And what that means is that, for example, if you are somebody who are using supplements, vitamin supplements, NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories to manage your pain, if you're somebody who's using cannabis or nicotine, we can take all of those substances. They are all patented now by the U.S. Patent Office for our technology, which is called Dehydratech, and we can deliver them more effectively and more quickly to your bloodstream, really, than just about anybody else in the world can. It means that you get more effective pain relief. It means that you can lower your dosage size. It means that perhaps the cost of your supplements or materials that you're taking can go down because you need less of them. So there's a lot of benefits, as well as some less measurable, but certainly still important benefits. For example, for cannabis edibles, a lot of people object to the flavor and the aroma
of
cannabis products. Now, a lot of people who are longtime users do not object, but a lot of people who are new to the industry do object. And our technology happens to mask about 98% of the cannabis flavor and the cannabis odor. And so that's a pretty important, perhaps more subtle benefit for a lot of people, but it matters if you're taking this these sorts of supplements on a regular basis.
Were you guys surprised that you got the U.S. patent allowance for Dehydratech?
We weren't surprised that we got it. We were surprised we got as big a patent allowance as we received as quickly as we did. So our expectation had been that we were expecting this year. In fact, I think I'd gone perhaps on this show, but certainly I'd gone on record earlier in the year saying, you know, we expect a patent award on psychoactive cannabinoids before Christmas of 2017. And we did. And we got that. That came out on November the 1st. But what surprised us was the broadness, because not only did the U.S. Patent Office grant us that patent, but they also granted us other patent claims we had made in other applications for the utilization of our same technology for the delivery of those other sectors, the vitamins, the NSAIDs, and the nicotine. Quite frankly, I personally didn't expect some of those until 2018 and even 2019. So the fact that we got all of them effectively in one big pot, if you will, at one time was a bit of a surprise to us, and has been instrumental and will be instrumental in the next 12 months as we carry out the rest of our business plans.
Well, one of the reasons why I invited you back on the show, which is, you know, no big surprise, at least for me or for yourself, is the dramatic change in your stock price. You know, what has happened? Is the company now fairly valued, or is it overvalued?
Well, I'm going to make you laugh, I bet. I actually think we're now more undervalued than we were when you and I talked last. and that probably sounds ridiculous, but I can back it up. You know, in August, we had received a patent for non-psychoactive cannabinoid delivery for Australia and for America, and everything else was pending. And I thought that we were very undervalued because I was very confident, in part, that we were going to receive additional intellectual property IP protection. We've received it. And, of course, as I just mentioned, we thought we were going to get that patent for the delivery of psychoactive cannabinoids only. And instead, we got it for everything. I'm not sure that the market fully understands the breadth and the applicability of this patent. It is truly potentially world-changing.
Wow.
And think about it this way. And I'm not saying we're here yet. We're not. We have to do additional R&D. But the potential for Lexaria's Dehydratec is this. We potentially could deliver aspirin or ibuprofen in a pill better than any of today's current drug companies are doing. And when I say better, I mean up to 5 and even 10 times more effectively.
That's amazing.
If we can do that, we can lower your 500 milligram dose of ibuprofen to maybe 50 milligrams. That helps to avoid liver and kidney disease and gastric bleeding, which is a common side effect of taking NSAIDs. That's very profound. In the nicotine industry, imagine if we could deliver an edible form of nicotine, of which there isn't anything on the market today, that does not cause stomach distress or gastric upset, and you no longer need to smoke a cigarette. You could, in effect, eat it.
That's incredible.
And avoid lung cancer. So the applicability of this new IP, and we've since filed for additional IP as well, I think is still not completely understood. And in fact, just today, December 13th, we issued news this morning talking about the final patent granting of this patent. And another thing that I'm not sure that people have read the fine print, our technology is now patented for this delivery method for the treatment of a number of different health conditions, including Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, heart disease, chemotherapy issues, opioid addiction, and more and more. So the applicability of this patent, the potential for us as a company based on our IP, is one of the broadest I've ever seen in my career, and I think it is very much undervalued now that that patent is in the bag.
You know, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you these two questions. One, do you think Big Pharma is scared of CBD bioscience companies? And two, are you guys working on any new products?
I don't think they're scared. I think they're going to just buy whoever they need to buy. I think pharma conducts some of the best science in the world. I think they know a lot. I think they have big budgets. I think they are watching very, very carefully, very intently. Certainly companies like GW Pharma that has about a $3 billion market cap, they have over 100 patent applications. We have about 20 ourselves.
Yes, I saw that.
Canada, like Canopy Health, which also has a $3 or $4 billion market cap, they have a half a dozen patent applications. So IP valuations are starting to rise. There's starting to be recognition of it. And I think that pharma will be all over it. You may have also noticed Constellation Brands, a big liquor, international liquor company that owns Corona and Robert Mondavi and
yes,
any number of other brands. They just wrote a check for $200 million to one of the cannabis companies to buy in. So those things are happening. I think they're going to continue to happen. For us, yeah, we're working on all sorts of new products through potential partners. I can tell you that we've been doing R&D and formulation, product formulation, on things like beer, soda pop, chocolates, candies, gummies, tea, cookies. I could just go on and on. Any number, as well as capsules and pills, of course, which are very, very easy for us to do. So yes, we're working on a number of different product lines, and you can think of the possibilities of being able to put, say, nicotine in a cup of coffee. So instead of having to take a smoke break from work, you could have your nicotine in a cup of coffee at your desk. really, the mind boggles when you start to imagine what we might be able to do.
My guest today is Chris Bunka. He's the CEO of Lexeria Bioscience Corp. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol LXRP. We're kind of running out of time. Chris, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
I could go on for another half hour. There's so much going on, but I won't. But I will say this. By no means should anybody think that the best is behind us. The best is absolutely still to come. We're working on a number of different initiatives, product, R&D science, patent, partners, commercial things. I think 2018 is going to make 2017 look boring in comparison.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. A tremendous congratulations for taking your stock from 41 cents to $1.90. And as you said, that you're just in the first or second inning, and big things are yet to come. I wish you nothing but continued success. Please come back on the show in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
I'll be happy to do it. Thanks so much for having us.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.